This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. A severe weekend storm swept through much of the eastern half of this country this weekend. It spawned violent twisters, blinding dust storms, and fast-moving wildfires. CBS's Dave Malkoff is in Mississippi and looks at what else is to come.
The same weather system is bringing heavy rain and hail to parts of the East Coast, and there's even a threat of more tornadoes. And thousands of homes are still without power, while forestry officials in Oklahoma are concerned dry, windy conditions could increase the risk for more wildfires.
President Trump is hopeful that the war in Ukraine may soon be over. He says on Air Force One back from Florida that he's set to speak with Russia's leader this week.
See if we have something to announce. Maybe by Tuesday. I'll be speaking to President Putin on Tuesday. A lot of work's been done over the weekend.
Hundreds of Venezuelans have been removed from the United States against a federal judge's orders to stop the deportations. More from CBS's Willie James Inman.
This weekend, President Trump invoked a 1798 law restricted to wartime use to speed up deportation of some migrants, including suspected members of a Venezuelan gang, saying they are threatening the U.S. The ACLU sued to stop the action. El Salvador's president posting video on social media showing alleged gang members arriving in his country after a federal judge temporarily blocked the Trump administration from carrying out the wartime powers.
Secretary of State Rubio tells Face the Nation U.S. airstrikes in Yemen on the Iran-backed Houthi rebels are targeting the group's ability to strike global shipping and attack the U.S. military.
We are not going to have these people controlling which ships can go through and which ones cannot. And so your question is, how long will this go on? It will go on until they no longer have the capability to do that.
Is the measles shot you may have gotten as a child still effective now as an adult?
With measles cases increasing, many adults are left wondering whether they're protected from the virus years after receiving a measles shot as a child.
Born before 1957, people are thought to be naturally immune, having had exposure to the virus itself.
Dr. Donald Dumford with the Cleveland Clinic says another group should consider a measles booster shot.
People that got vaccinated between 1963 and 1967, that vaccine is known to not be as effective.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
North Macedonia's leaders are vowing to hold those responsible to account after a nightclub fire left 59 people dead and 155 others injured. Victims were as young as 16 years old. There was only a single exit. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
I finally had enough of carrying around those extra pounds. I knew I needed to lose weight. I can't tell you how much better I feel and how much more energy I have. PhD Weight Loss is making that happen. I've lost 30 pounds without pills, shots, or gimmicks. When you've had enough, they can make it happen for you. Start now. Call PhD Weight Loss, 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com and tell them Lamar sent you.
With St. Patrick's Day here, many restaurants have added the obligatory corned beef and cabbage to their menu.
According to Irish people, this isn't an Irish dish at all. Beef was not readily available in Ireland and was considered a luxury. So the traditional meal was centered around bacon instead. Boiled bacon along with potatoes and cabbage. So how did corned beef and cabbage get branded as the national food of Ireland? The Smithsonian magazine suggests it may have begun when Irish and Jewish immigrants shared the same neighborhoods in 19th century New York. The butchers there were usually kosher, and corned beef was served as an alternative to Irish bacon, and also the least expensive cut available. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Add another effect of climate change to an ever-growing list: damage to cocoa trees in Indonesia. Hotter and wetter weather is spreading deadly fungus and pests to the trees, say experts. Matt Piper, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 28. Sunny, breezy, and 50 for Monday. Monday night, mostly clear, lows around 40. Into the mid-50s on your Tuesday. Some rain likely on Wednesday, maybe a rumble of thunder. It'll be breezy and 56. Currently 26 degrees.
Jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts a-thumping and you, a brown-eyed girl. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. Just to sing, sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. Just to sing, sha la 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 la.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Being drawn, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs.
mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Children, what's that sound?
From Radio Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
I don't know which way to go. mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Old Cajun spots, wagons, clutter your mind. In the sense of compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
In the sense of compliments, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw.
You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
On all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report started at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
That I see walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood.
Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
Listen to me,
Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old woods alone.
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
You could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away. But he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, silent town, and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Local news, and now timeless hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
For a daydream, what a day for a daydreaming boy, and I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy, and even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's starring me in my sweet dream, 'cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load. A pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. You may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day
for a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Now her trace popped out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer. Yeah, 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 yeah. Said I'm a believer. Yeah,
I'm a believer.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Here resting my bones,
just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting
and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Yeah.
never call. And a taste of honey's worse than none at all. Oh, little girl, in that case, I don't want no part. I do believe that that would only break my heart. Oh, but if you feel like loving me, then you got the notion. I second that emotion.
Exactly.